Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, in Forex trading, the word scalping is used a lot amongst currency traders. What does it mean to scalp trades?
Right. Well, everyone's going to have a different definition, but in essence, scalping is essentially where you are looking to take a quick profit. And so that usually means that the trade doesn't last long, that you're not looking for too many pips. You're looking for maybe a few pips. So a scalper might be a trader who takes a trade and gets in and out in less than, 2 minutes. Or, some scalpers, though, will do that, but they'll also ride the trend because it's easier to scalp when you have a really clear direction. The market's clearly going in a direction, so you ride that trend. You take some quick scalps, but you also might leave it open and allow that trade to keep going with a trailing exit or something like that so that you do have an opportunity to make even more than you expect by having that option as well. So some traders will do that as well. But so that trade, and the reason I mention that is because that trade may stay open for some time. Now, we have a couple of traders in our forum at Naked Forex Now that are offering sort of quick scalping type trades. Jorge has one that he does for the New York Open. And then we've got David, and David's a really good scalper. He scalps the London Open. So that might be something to look at. I think there's a lot of things that have to go right for you to become a good scalper because of the way that it affects your brain. And we've talked a lot about that in other episodes. You can go back and listen to that, how scalping affects your brain. But also the other part of it is the broker side of it. And, Forex brokers get a bad rap, but there are brokers out there who are scalper friendly. And those are the brokers that have really tight spreads. They're true ECNs. So that means that you're basically paying commission on your trades. You pay a set commission instead of the spread is almost negligible for these brokers. So that will enable you to get in and out of a trade with a couple of pips. So you really have to choose your broker carefully if you do decide to scalp. And you also have to really be aware of your emotions and what's happening to you when you scalp, because as I mentioned in other episodes, this really affects the way you think. And if you're that kind of person who's very impulsive, scalping is probably not going to be for you. You're going to want to plan out your trades and take a long time to decide what to do. But if you're good under the gun, under pressure, you don't have an addictive personality, you're one of those people who's very calm in the storm sort of approach to life, then maybe scalping can work for you. That's what I would say. But that's basically, scalping is getting in and out rather quickly.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that.
No problem.